This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Today is Wednesday, August 31st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Except my intro was a little different because, I don't know, I was feeling a little bit of a different tone, a different, I'm not sure. It was a little different. So we did get a voicemail, and I did listen to a little bit of this. It's gonna be confusing because, well, you'll hear.
Baby, I'm not running around looking for nobody else. I've got one thing on my mind. I already hear the bell.
Baby, I'm not running around looking for nobody else. I've got one thing on my mind. I already hear the bell.
Today is sometime in 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So you guys, as you may have heard on Mix Minus, also known as The Mix, I sold the mixer. No, it was not to Taylor. I thought he heard the episode and was going to reach out. Regardless, I am a librarian and was still interested, so I sold it and shipped it to her. Maybe I should have wiped out the sound pads, but I'm sure she has no use for my intro and outro music. Okay, it's Mel, also known as I am a librarian. Thank you so much for the mixer. I promise it will go to good use on my Works Podcasting Network, and maybe I will finally start my own show.
So, I know that was confusing to people because anyway, thanks for calling, Mel, or thanks for sending me an audio file. I guess I could have, you know, I guess what I could have done is used that as my intro instead of me doing the intro. I'm already committed now to what I did. I'm not going to go back and re-record, but maybe I should have started the show with you instead of playing it as a voicemail. You know, if only I was creative enough to think of that, or I wasn't lazy and didn't want to go back and do it again. But anyway, or want to do the editing that would be required, because, you know, hello, I've got church orchestra in an hour and 20 minutes. So yeah, I appreciate. So that was Mel, everyone. I am a librarian on Discord, and I believe she also messages me on Twitter, but I have a really hard time knowing from Twitter to Discord to email to, like, you know, sometimes I get confused and don't know it's the same person talking to me. I believe Mel also tweets me on Twitter sometimes. But I didn't make the association that I am a librarian and Mel, I think they're the same person, like, on Twitter. But anyway, regardless. So, and I didn't look. I could go in Twitter and literally look at the profile, and I bet it says I am a librarian in the profile. Mel, you can call back in, air quotes, and let me know if that's correct. But anyway. So yeah, no, thank you for buying it, because I tell you, first of all, I hope it works great for you. I cleaned it as best I could with the little blower can thingy that I bought. And I packaged it in the original packaging with all of the directions, well, whatever road included, I include, like, I don't throw away boxes hardly ever for things, for products. So I have a closet that has all of these boxes from all the tech gadgets that I bought over the years. So anyway, I hope it works great for you, and good job. Good job recording that. I'm assuming you were using, obviously, because you said the sound pads. Yeah, I didn't. After I mailed it, I thought, I wonder if I cleared the sound pads. Apparently I didn't. There's nothing secret on there. Nothing secret at all, but I think it's got the theme song. It's got all of the sound effects for Mix Minus, Geeky Gay, probably Butt First, maybe something from Survivor's Ready, the Pride 48 bumpers. Like, you know, there's a whole treasure trove of different bumpers and sound effects that you can, I'm sure, get so much. I'm sure all of the library folks would love the Geeky Gay, you know, dance mix intro. So anyway, thanks for your call. And like I said, I hope it works great for you. I got a lot of use out of it. And so hopefully you will as well. If anyone else wants a mixer, I don't have any more Rode mixers, but I've got a Zoom LiveTrack L12. I would negotiate. Again, it was a very good mixer for me as well, but I've moved on. I've got some mixers I'd probably give away. I think I counted and I had 7 mixers. But I haven't thrown away a mixer since I started podcasting. So, you know. I guess I collect mixers and computers. It's just a thing. And cables. Wires. I have drawers full of wires. So, other than watching Breaking Bad, which no one has really commented on, I don't know if any other Breaking Bad fans out there, not too much has gone on, you know, in the past day or so of updates. I did, let's see, I cooked a couple of things. I cooked adobo chicken last night. See, I was, okay. So I had some... So adobo in the Philippines is kind of a sour, salty, a little bit sweet. It depends on how you make it. I mean, obviously, but I mean, there are different recipes. So some people add brown sugar, some people don't. But it's this sticky kind of sour, salty, braised kind of chicken. Or you can do pork. I'm sure you could do beef as well, but it's usually pork or chicken. It's got soy sauce, vinegar, garlic, bay leaf, peppercorns, and then some people put a little bit of sugar in it, and you reduce it down. It makes like this glaze, basically, and then you serve it with rice normally. Well, I've been serving it with ramen noodles, but the flavor profile is kind of a sour, salty, you know, with a touch of sweet. Well, I had bought some banana pepper, the yellow peppers in the jar. I always thought they were banana peppers, but I'm not sure if they actually are. But pepperoncinis or whatever they would call them. So there was some recipe that was horrible that we did for throwing down the slice, Australian zucchini slice or something. And it had these things in it. And they're sour. They're a little spicy, but they're mostly like sour salty, right? I thought, you know, I need to use that jar. So I'm going to cut up a few of them, just a little bit, you know, put them in with the adobo. Onion is another thing that's in there. Because you saute onion, you saute garlic. So I thought I'll just throw them in with the onions. It all breaks down and becomes very, like, soft, and you don't even notice, really. I thought... It was great. Like, I didn't even notice much of a difference. They blended right into the flavor profile. Like, I didn't think. Mark turns to me and says, "What's different?" I mean, this Mark, my boyfriend, has like the palate of, it's like the Princess and the Pea. You know, a little bit too much salt and he's on it. A little bit not enough salt, he's on it. You add a new ingredient and he doesn't... He's on. I thought it, you know, but the thing is, he doesn't like spicy food, and it was a little bit, a tiny little bit spicy because those peppercinis have a little bit of a kick to them. Not a lot, just a tiny little bit. And I was just thinking, oh, I've got to figure out a way to use this thing, this product, because I always end up keeping things in the refrigerator for months or years and then throwing them away, these one-off ingredients that I buy. And I suppose I could put it on sandwiches or something like that for myself, but I don't know. The only other thing that's happened is my Vitamix, which I love, this food processor attachment that I bought for it, and it was about a year ago, so I don't even know if they'd fix it. It's not being recognized by the Vitamix, so it's a pain in the butt. So I may have to call them. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.